Welcome to the Business Buyer Diaries. My name is Nathan Platter. I'm a full-time employee, and I bought a business. I did everything right, from finding the deal, handling all the due diligence on 63 opportunities, and ultimately bought a profitable gym. And boy, was I in for a big surprise as a new owner. I chronicled everything in real time, including the biggest wins to the stressful nights at 2 a.m. I'm sharing my journey without sugarcoating anything, so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Here's today's episode.
All right, so this episode is going to be ultra quick. If you ever want to meet with me or meet with a CEO or a small business owner, and like you're like, oh, I got to pitch something. I got to meet with them. I need their time. Like, there's no one else I can talk to. Here's how to do it. When you're trying to pitch me on, hey, want to meet coffee? Hey, can I pick your brain? What? I'm not a fan of that phrase, by the way. But if you're trying to get time on my calendar, start by saying, hey, my name is so-and-so. I'm going to talk to you about so-and-so. I want to talk to you about credit card processing. And then give me a hard end time and then end early on that. I want to talk to you about credit card. Hi, my name is Damien. I want to talk to you about credit card processing. I'm going to slash your credit card fees by 30%. We'll talk for 13 minutes and we're done. Like, I can do that. Okay. Like, that's a decent pitch. So many of the template boilers that I'm getting are, whether it's like a cold call or a cold email or cold over, it's like, hello, dear kind sir. My name is Damien. I work with Visa Alternative Services. We help gym owners just like you in Twin Cities, Minnesota, save money and time and become more efficient when it comes to financial transactions and maintaining accurate accounting and quality book materials with your QuickBooks integration. And like, I don't have time to read that. And second, if you're going to take forever to pitch me on why we should talk, you're going to take forever to pitch me on why I should buy. And I know from the gate, this is going to be a long sales cycle. It's going to be too many words, too much communication. I don't have time for that. So if you're ever wanting to pitch me, make it ultra quick, ultra tight, and then like, be willing to cut me as a potential customer, because I'm going to be a little hungry and be like, wait, maybe we should work together because you know what you need. Maybe I need some of that. I've done a few calls off like Facebook ads for folks that are like, help your gym grow 50K in 90 days. Like, okay. I know how to judge if you're good or if you suck at your job. Let's talk. And then I'll meet with someone. And the times I'm most ready to hot trot by are when folks are like, all right, that's like when I'm talking to a doctor. All right, Mr. Platter, what's your gym currently doing? 40K a month. Excellent. What's your occupancy per class? 50%. Interesting. Yeah, are you the most expensive gym in your market? Or like, where are you at price-wise? Nah, probably... or 179, the highest probably 199. Most folks are probably 110. So I don't know. Like, okay, interesting. How many new deals are you getting a month? Like leads and stuff. And so now I'm like, well, crap. Are they going to pitch me on more clients or higher quality clients? Like, I'm kind of curious. Like, what are they going to pitch me on? Like, they're actually listening to my business. They give it clear. Like, they care. I'm like, well, I don't know, we're 40K a month, we could probably cap out at like 80, I guess. I'm like, interesting. So there's a double upside. You have 50% occupancy. You're pretty good at pricing. So why did you want to meet with me today? Now the onus is on me to tell them why I want to meet with them. I said, look, man, what I'm here for is I need to get 40% more members. I'm fine with my pricing. I want to get more bodies in the gym. I want to get my off-peak hours taking care of like 9 a.m. and 5 a.m. I want to get some noon classes and some 3 p.m. classes because right now everyone's at 5, 6, and 4:30 p.m. Interesting. Okay. Huh. You know, man, I don't know if I'm the guy to help you. And like instantly, within 5 minutes, I'm like, crap, I thought you were going to help me. Like you're listening. You know my industry. You know my business. I thought you were going to help me. And so then I start to backfire like, wait, your ad said you could help me get 50K in 90 days. Hold on. Why am I not a good fit? And now I'm begging for why he's for his service. Like, man, folks I'm talking to are working 80 hours a week. They're losing money and they don't even know how a system in place. But solely if you have a system in place, you're profitable and like you've got all the time in the world. And so now we're like within 6 or 7 minutes, we're instantly like, we're selling each other on each other. And in this one example I'm making, I'm like, yeah, I think you're right. We're not a good fit for what we've got here. I'm looking for someone who can help with my off-peak hours, more members. I don't need to worry about my revenue per member. Okay. And so now we can part ways as friends. I know who to refer for what their service is. Folks that have no time, losing money, and whatever. So that's an example. I'm getting emails from vendors, people who are trying to talk to you or whatever. They're like, hi, Mr. Platter. We handle punching in gloves and bags for your kinds of fitness studios in the Twin Cities area market area. And I know right away, okay, you have no value to provide. You're just trying to pitch me on catching coffee, picking brains. And if you're not going to help me make $2,000 today, I don't know why I'm meeting with you. You seem like a nice guy, nice gal. Hope you do what you're looking for. I can help you make $2K today. If not, why should we meet? Or can you meet with somebody else? Why do you need me? That's cold and heartless, but so many people want to just pick brains, catch coffee, grab lunch, grab dinner. And even if it's a steak dinner, my time with my family is valuable. And so all I say, this is getting too long-winded. I'm not practicing what I'm preaching. If you're trying to fit someone like me, who's a small baby business owner, and you're trying to generate some business, do some deals on your own, make it super tight. Make it a treat. Hey, so-and-so, I see your gym's in Eden Prairie. Looks like you're probably at half capacity. You have pretty good revenue. I'm going to help you cut your credit card fees by 30%. Or I'm going to help you make your equipment last about 9 months longer, saving you about $8,000 a year. Is this a concern of yours or not right now? Super quick, fast, and when you're pitching me on how you work, and you're pitching me on the product itself. I like you, I'm keeping your number. I've kept people's numbers for a couple of years because they were good at communicating and they're people I like. And I may not be able to do business with you today, but I know when it's time to do business with you down the road, it's going to be quick, punchy, responsive, easy to schedule. I will pay way too much money to work with the right people than try to save a couple bucks to work with someone who's going to take forever to get to the point and then drag the sales process on and can't just fly me the paperwork when I'm ready to buy and put a credit card number. That's how you meet with me. That's how you meet with fast decision makers and just super punchy, be way too quick because you're probably the right speed for the small biz owner. Let's rock and roll.
This has been another episode of the Business Buyer Diaries. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I hope you're realizing that business ownership is no cakewalk. Check the podcast notes for a link to the DIY due diligence program, the complete list of show sponsors, and for media inquiries. Music written and composed by Wes Schrock. I'm your host, Nathan Platter. Join me again on the next one.